Mad Marv's Notebook for August 9th, Dog Days of Podcasting 2026. Once again, I'm playing catch-up because I forgot to record yesterday. And in my defense, I was kind of going through audiobooks and I didn't want to stop. I finished the second book of the Year of the Sword series. This one was called Lady February. And that one was a decent book, decent story, and the cultivation is not really getting to me anymore, mostly because this author is not doing the usual tropes of cultivation and is making actual interesting stories and calling it cultivation. anyway, but the third book of the series really turned me off, and without giving spoilers away, just say that turn-based combat does not translate well to narrative fiction. Or at least I shouldn't say that. I do know of other stories that made the transition well. It's just that if you're going to break up the combat so someone can push a button on the screen and, you know, action actually pauses, oh man, for whatever reason, I just couldn't stand that one, so moved on to another book. But it got me thinking, and it was NCAF's entry, I forget how long ago, but he's talking about being the GM for his group, and I did have a couple of thoughts, not about his episode particularly, but on how many books I've been reading in the RPG genre that is I don't know if it's a complaint or if authors, I assume authors tend to mean GMs, but I do know several series that tend to take examples of the worst RPG sessions and put them into a story when it comes to mind. And it's not to say that NCAF was reminding me of this series, but the one that I remember, but not for the most best reasons, is called Critical Failures. Sorry about that. I just had to look this up. The actual series is called Caverns and Creatures. The first book in the series is Critical Failures by Robert Bevan. B-E-V-A-N. Anyway, this series started off hilarious to me, and it's about a tabletop group that gets isekai'd into their fantasy world. Pretty typical stuff by lit RPG standards, say, but it was hilarious for a first few, maybe half dozen books, but yeah, it quickly became old. I don't know exactly where I left the thread or left the series, but at a certain point, I stopped caring about the characters, so there's no point in following them, but I do know it's still popular, having, I don't know, 10 plus books in the series, at least. And then, I don't know if there's a spin-off series or not, but there are a lot of books in that one. But for anyone who cares, it's some very crude humor in there. But at least in the beginning, it was funny, at least to me. Other series I know that did not really get success, but I still found entertaining as adaptations of tabletop RPG. Hold on, I've got to look this up again. Okay, found it. This series called The Fifth Era Apocalypse by Ryan Ramel. It's hilarious to me. It's got 3 books in the series, and I've been told by the author that that's going to be the end of that series. It wrapped up nicely, but the whole trope among that series, at least by the end of the first book, is I think he really did take examples, I don't know, from his own tabletop experience, but of players that are extreme examples of, I don't know, players that you would not want in your group. Like, though, I don't know if there's one that is overly obsessed with backstory, but yeah, that was one character that had hundreds of pages of backstory for the character and had to stick to it religiously. And there's another opposite end of that, is one that never figured out or never bothered to finish their character sheet and turned in an incomplete one. So when he got isekai'd, bad things happen if you don't, you know, pick your gender. That was hilarious. Anyway, Fifth Era Apocalypse, I can recommend that one if you like tabletop RPG. And I really gotta get going. I just woke up and realized I didn't record yesterday. So I'm gonna hurry, get this one out the door, and head off to work. And I'll talk to you later today. I promise I won't forget this time.